Welcome back, everybody. And as we always do, I encourage you guys to check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. And where else, Donald?
On Facebook, of course, The Valley Outdoors on Facebook.
Absolutely. That's where we're going to be. We'll have the winners announced. I think, are we going to announce the winners on Facebook, too, as well as the website? I don't know.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We'll do that next week. Once we're going to announce those people today, however, and they're going to be finding out what is, who is, where is, when is. It's all to, towards the end of the show. That's what happens. So
sure.
That's going to be good. Don, we talked a little bit last week over some dinner talking about what we wanted to start getting into. And, of course, what first comes to mind for your thought process? Bird hunting?
Yep, upland game hunting.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought I'd come up with some of these early season helpers to that I hadn't seen before, which I thought was pretty cool. It is called Summer Wing Shooting Workout Plan that anybody can do. And what's really kind of cool about this is it involves some pretty simple process or things that you can do at home to really get ready for the upland bird season, because there's a lot of different ways people shoot. As you've seen, Don, when we've gone hunting together, some don't shoot so well, but you've got instinctive shooting, two-eyed shooting, even the switch side shooting, so you can shoot dominant eye or not. But one of the things that there's several steps that they throw out there as a plan. Number one is buy a BB gun, Don. So it really comes down to, and you think you know where I'm going with this, learning instinctive shooting, where you don't have to just be that one person that your eye is on the sight path and that's it. Shooting with both eyes open, being understanding where that's going to shoot. And it's kind of a neat intro to this. So a BB gun is cheap, fun, and a valuable teaching aid. A Red Ryder, believe it or not, costs about $30. And BBs cost about 0.002 cents per round. You like that, Don?
You get five rounds for a penny.
Yeah, exactly. First, cut the sights off of your new gun, off your Red Ryder, and start with a stationary target of 5 yards. Pop can aim the gun. Lay the forefinger of your front hand along the forend and point it at the target. Instinctive shooting process. Do that, and hitting with your sightless gun is easy as long as you keep your eyes on the target and point with your finger. Instinctive shooting is all about learning to trust your eye-hand coordination. And you've seen that before, Don. I mean, we've both done that when we've done the five stand up at the Grand Lodge.
Yep.
And next step is work your way up to smaller objects like golf balls, then try flying targets, aluminum pie plates taped together so you can throw them like a frisbee, and you'll take the sightless BB gun and shoot one. And it really works quite well. And believe it or not, you can actually start to shoot with a clay pigeon if you so choose to as well. So kind of cool. Step two, shoot backyard clays. The groove in the gun, translate your BB gun training. If you don't have a portable trap, find someone who does, a very inexpensive hand thrower for $20 to $30. And they have improved to the point where you can toss a fairly target and then take turns lobbing clays for a friend. That's safe to shoot a shotgun. Start gun if need to, meaning it's going to be at your shoulder. And that's one of the things people have to understand. In the field, you're not going to be walking around with the shotgun at your shoulder. So understanding to preface that with understanding how many ways and how many times you can get used to doing that in the house without shooting anything, just bringing the gun up. Don, I know you've done that before.
Oh, yes.
And you get used to it. And of course, the other thing is important as you get closer to the season, make sure you're using the same type of a gun and vest you would be. Otherwise, you'll find in very short order, you're going to be hanging up on the, bringing the gun up. So hold the gun up at shoulder and look at the target, point your finger, same as you did with the BB gun. Start with a slow or gently quartering, not you want to be thrown aside, and start with the person standing, and then have that person keep moving further off to one side or the other and follow that target with line of sight when you're looking at that target. You can start to shoot from a low gun position and work the mount to that point. So really kind of neat. And always move the target, and it, so you'll see the target moving, push the muzzle towards that target. Number three, shoot trap. Trap's easy way and for better wing shooting, and it's also good to gain that eye-hand coordination. The goal is to shoot longer on known angles and get your eyes off the gun, learning a way to get that done at that particular target, at clay, because they come hauling out of there, don't they, Don? I mean, they got a good head start.
Well, that's why it has to be. That's why it has to be just a natural reaction to it. You don't have time to aim.
Exactly. If you're serious about getting better at shooting, sooner or later you'll have to start shooting clays at gun club. Trap is the gateway to the shooting game. They're trap field over the place. We know that. Yep. In that program, you don't have to shoot a lot of trap. You can try the gun club three or four times and shoot 50 to 70 targets. You're better off going a few times and shooting a little than you're going once or twice and shooting a lot. It's all about repetition. And again, pre-mounted is the best way to start, getting used to that, and then, of course, looking at bringing it up. And instead of trying to chase, you've seen this before too, Don, so many times, to chase the target out of the trap house, see it first, read its angle, then move the gun to swing through it, and when the game bird flushes. So really kind of an important aspect to learning and getting used to shooting targets and pheasant hunting in general, but it really will get you better at that, and an important piece to the puzzle. Now, I'm going to jump into the next piece, which is after this, Don, and you'll be interested to see some of these tips. This is bird hunting tips from a master wing shooter's on this right after, because it kind of fits in, and this comes from Clay's Hall of Famer, Andy Duffy, and he's taught many people how to shoot, and of course, on competition, but as well in the field. One of the notes that a lot of people don't think about, so number one, the tip is stop leading birds. Stop leading birds. So leading ahead of it. Clay pigeons, they start fast and slow down, he said. Birds start slow and speed up, but they never fly as fast as a clay target. So beginning the season after you've been clay target shooting and practicing, you're probably shooting in front of the bird. And you've seen that before, Don, haven't you? When you first get out of the field, you're like, oh, boy. Not good. First couple of shots, you're like, where did that come from?
You know, this kind of puzzles me, because it's usually the tail feathers that are flying out.
Even the rare crossing shots you get, they rarely require much forward allowance on it. But keep in mind, shooting a grouse at 30 yards in a sliver of daylight, you probably miss it. But grouse are a whole nother animal, shall we say, literally and figuratively. Plan the shot at the bird before you're in position to shoot. So you've seen that happen as well. A lot of pointing dog owners only pay attention when the dog's on point. I grew up hunting. This gentleman was hunting with springers. It taught him always to be alert in the woods. When your dog gets bird or your points, make a plan. Be ready for that shot. And so oftentimes people snap shoot, they're not ready. They don't put their feet correctly, and they don't make a good shot. And because that first shot is going to be the best opportunity for you to get a bird, really take the time, spend it wisely, and understand you're going to get that shot. You may get two, but the third shot basically is Hail Mary, and it's gone. So take the time, get that first one ready, and make sure you're set up on it. Make the right approach. Dogless hunters know the trick of stopping and making birds nervous, and dogs do it inadvertently, but pause on the way to following a birdie flusher, and that makes the birds flush wild. And when a dog goes on point, walk in a rhythmic, steady cadence to the bird. Don't stop until you're in a place where you can shoot. As you've seen that before, Don, too, and everybody stopped and looking around for a bird, then the bird gets crazy and then takes off, and off he goes.
Right.
No, look at the birds when you're shooting. Number four. Clay instructors preach focus on the target, but what does that really mean? When you hunt quail, make sure they know you're looking at the rooster or a hen. So once you understand what you're looking at, make sure you focus on that with any game bird. And of course, when you're looking at the head of the bird, you're going to make a good shot. And making sure you do that is important. And stop caring about shooting birds. You don't have to worry about that. And when you finally get a chance to pressure, make a shot, often makes people miss and start swinging along the path and get that long tail. Don't make themselves get the gun to the other side of the bird and shoot like a guru. And there are three stages of a hunter: novice, killer, and guru. Gurus in the last stage have shot a lot of birds. They're concerned with the passing knowledge along with the experience, and killing doesn't much matter to them anymore. You don't feel the pressure when it rushes. And that, to me, when I've hunted at the lodge, was just exactly it. When my eye comes up, you shoot back up and talk about fun. And people learn a lot about that as well. I think you've seen that, Don.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get a number of people that hunt in a particular wedge, if you're working a big slot of Milo, yep. And the bird gets up and that particular individual's there, and they don't make the shot. Give them an opportunity, and you're just prepping and getting ready to make that shot. Of course, it's probably going to be a longer shot. Hey, you can make it happen. So,
right.
Anyway, some good tips in the shotgunning world for upland game, and just make sure you check those out and really play that prior practice. And then when you get to the field, don't make the mistakes of trying to hurry that shot. So,
practice,
we got a little
practice,
time
practice.
Left. What's that?
I say practice, practice, practice.
You would be correct.
Yep.
And it's perfect practice, not practice makes. If you're practicing incorrectly, you're not going to be that. You're not going to be in the game. But really focus on doing it correctly. So, real quick story, guys, before we take a break here, and we go on to when the announce the winners here when we come back from the break. A man won $4.4 million, really, in a 77-pound white marlin, and the largest billfish tournament in Ocean City, Maryland, is where it's held. A 5-day competition was included on the 12th. The world record award, $4.4 million, was shared by their team. And the billfisher is what it's called. And pretty unbelievable. They racked up 708 points. And it's a point value based on the categories that they're catching. What an amazing, amazing deal. As a family, they said, we're proud to have won the Marlin Open with our terrific crew, because it's a crew of people to do it. You're trying to win this tournament your whole life. They estimate the award could climb $4.5 million as the organization tallies up money from the unwon swordfish category, which is new to the tournament. And another gentleman has been awarded $1.2 million for qualifying a 511-pound blue marlin caught from his boat. So there's a little money in that, guys. Is that crazy?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? That'd be a nice payday for just going fishing.
Crazy. I'm not gonna complain about something like that if you had a tournament. So amazing.
No.
This year's white marlin world record purse beat out the 2022 $3.4 million prize and the 2021 white marlin's open $3.2 million prize. To have a walleye tournament that was that much of a payout.
Okay, we gotta go.
Okay, we'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.
Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to have you guys back. And of course, hopefully you're still hanging out and you want to hear who will it be? Who is going to be going on the Fish With Us trip to Ashkenham Resort up in northern Minnesota? It's going to be fantastic, Don.
Yeah.
Are we going to, you want to kick off the segment with the winners?
Yes, I will. And just to, for those that are going to be called off here, it's going to be a four-day fishing trip with Eric and myself and a couple of others. It includes all their lodging, their meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and walleye fishing with us. So, the winners are, drum roll. The first one is David Hallberg from Pennock, Minnesota, which I'm not even sure.
David Hallberg from Pennock, Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not actually exactly sure where Pennock is. Our second winner is Richard Fleming from New Richland, Minnesota.
Perfect.
Our third winner is a gentleman by the name of Mark Cuthoff from Mankato, Minnesota. We're getting entries from all over. And our last winner is from Gary Van Ash from Pierre, South Dakota.
Awesome. We got a good stretch of people all over the place.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Most of these will be getting information from us here in the next week or so. So if you hear this, don't go into shock. We'll be in contact with you, and congratulations to those four gentlemen on winning. We had a lot of entries this year. Thanks to everybody that signed up, and we can wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we can do this again down the road. So the trip is September 17th to September 22nd, and it's a great time of the year to be up north.
It's going to be fun.
Yep, the trees are changing, and it's kind of fall fishing. It's really fun. Yep. So those are the winners.
Time. Well, Don, I am super excited about this deal. It's such a fun trip. People get educated. I get educated by people, which is, you know, the guests that come out, it's always just a fun part. And meeting new people as well. And a great fishery. I've been fishing there my whole life. And such a fun part up on Cab and Namekin. Yeah, what can you say, Don?
Yeah, well,
it's going to be fun.
You're telling us we're going to catch some fish then, if you've been there your whole life.
Yeah, we're going to catch some fish. I might tie you a special rig this year again for you, just for you, Don.
I know you won't.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for the winners for signing up, all of you for signing up. We are the Valley Outdoors. For Don, myself, Eric Olson, and for Jack, we are out of here.